You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
The darling's asleep. He's a wonderful boy and a joy and a boon. Gee, you should have seen him this afternoon.
Bang went the bridge lamp, down went the table, crash went the china tray. But he said, I couldn't help it, my walking horse ran away. Rip, rip went the curtain, wham went the window, crunch went the new buffet. And I heard him tell his daddy, my walking horse ran away.
Everybody smiles, and what's the difference? And maybe some Mother's Day. I'll remember when his rocking horse ran away. Got up early this morning, wore a flimsy negligee, had to hurry to fix the breakfast and get Daddy on his way. Figured I could get the paper so the neighbors wouldn't see, so I sneaked out on the porch, but very, very quietly. Way up went the dishpan, then came a holler, up went the neighbor's shade. It was Mother's little darling out on a commando raid. Came home late from a picture, I was tired, my shoes were tight. Took off my stockings, dropped my girdle, got undressed and pulled the light. Boy, slipped into my nightgown, then tiptoed across the floor. Better have a look at Junior, so I peeked into his door. Clang, clang, clang went a cowbell, wee went a whistle, I nearly had a stroke. It was Mother's precious baby, just having his little joke. Always, just when I'm breathing a peaceful sigh, there's G-men, coppers and robbers, and hi-ho, silver! Bam went the bookcase, food went the fruit bowl, and boom went the glass bouquet. But he smiles, and what's the difference? And maybe some Mother's Day I'll remember when. Bang went the lamp, down went the table, crash went the tray, rip, rip went the curtain, wham went a window, clang went a bell, wee went a whistle, bam went a pan, slam went a door. On that eventful day, when his rocking horse ran away.
A woman who wants a yacht, a mansion and wine that bubbles.
If she doesn't get the thing that she wants, she will give a man plenty trouble.
Give me a bread and butter woman who only wants the simple thing.
Give me a bread and butter woman who likes her meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes.
Good juicy tomatoes.
Juicy tomatoes. Give him a bread and butter woman.
A woman who talks too much and spends her time reminiscing. A husband who has a wife like that, he will find his shirts with buttons missing.
Give him a bread and butter woman, I mean the real domestic kind. Give him a bread and butter woman, who'll even give up her Sundays.
Give up her Sundays.
To iron your undies.
To iron your undies. Give me a bread and butter woman.
I am a woman who's fond of cash. You never know how I'll rate you. The moment your chips are running low, I will run a sale and liquidate you.
Give me a bread and butter woman who doesn't care how much you make. Give me a bread and butter woman who doesn't ask you for moolah.
Ask you for moolah.
Just pasta fazula.
Just pasta fazula.
Give him a bread and butter woman. A woman who likes to dine on dinners of 20 courses. A fellow who feeds a gal like that,
he is better off playing the horses.
Give me a bread and butter woman, I love that dollar dinner kind. Give me a bread and butter woman, I mean the kind that will go nuts
on coffee and donuts,
whose heartbeat will quicken
on half a boiled chicken.
Give me a bread and butter woman.
Good evening, mamsel. My name is Alvin, and I'm alone in your beautiful city. How about showing me around? You don't parlay English? Well, I don't parlay much French either, but I'll try my best. Bonsoir, bonsoir, mademoiselle, bonsoir. I wish I could speak French. Petit amour, et voulez-vous toujours? I wish I could speak French. A kiss pour moi would be so ooh, ooh la la. I wish I could speak French. Lemonade, avec moi ce soir. Like to meet your mama and your papa. Bonsoir, bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Knochen ist verfohlen. Ich möchte ein Glas kalte Milch. ist nicht Fisch. Ich habe einen Führerschein, ich esse keinen Fisch. Verkaufen Sie ein Hutgeschäft, verkaufen Sie den Zug. Mein Pustenhalter ist zu warm und der Wasserfall ist klug. Ich verstehe nicht alles, was haben Sie gesagt? Mich nicht wohl. Ich habe Magenschmerzen und der Knochen ist verfohlen. Ich möchte ein Glas kalte Milch. Wo ist das Krankenhaus? Sie müssen im Bett bleiben und wo ist der Fledermaus? Ich verstehe nicht alles. Was haben Sie gesagt?
Nein, er hat Unrecht.
Nein, nein, nein,
er hat Recht.
Man hat mich bestohlen. Bewegen Sie sich nicht. Viel Wasser im Boot.
Boom,
sehr gut.
Boom, shakalaka, waka.
Sehr gut.
Boom, boom,
sehr gut.
Boom, shakalaka, waka.
Sehr gut.
Boom, boom,
sehr gut.
Boom, shakalaka, waka.
Sehr gut.
Boom, boom,
sehr gut.
Boom, shakalaka, waka.
Sehr gut.
Boom, boom,
sehr gut.
Boom, shakalaka, waka.
Is that the right tempo you want to know?
Yeah, the dilly daddy tempo.
Nobody's car now. I had a woman here want me to drive her car last fall shortly after I came in. I said, no, I don't want to drive anybody's car. I'd rather you get somebody else. There's enough drivers around here that'll take your car and do what you want done and bring it back. So now she's got another woman that drives it and she takes it home with her and everything. This woman stays right here and when she wants her, she calls her and she does it. It's somebody I guess she even knew for some time. They even went to Clarion, down that area in Clarion County, for that holiday we had. She went down. She hadn't been there for 2 or 3 years to fix the graves, so this woman took her down there. Gee, she was gone, and her papers was piling up outside her apartment and everything. One of the neighbors said, "What happened to Helen?" "I don't know. She hasn't said anything to me," I said. And so when she came back, I said, "You know, you almost had the FBI looking for you when you were gone. So-and-so couldn't find you, and your papers were outside the apartment and everything." I went and put them up against the door so I'd know when you came back, I said. "Yeah, I was going to get the FBI after you. She was bothering me so much about it." I said, "Where the hell did you go anyway?" She said, "Clarion." I said, "You mean to tell me you're one of those Clarion County horse thieves?" She said, "Well, I lived there, but my husband was the one that was a Clarion County horse thief, not me." She thought it was some kind of a joke. Whenever I was told about it by my dad, I thought it was a joke. Here they had a club down there, and they called them the Clarion County Horse Thieves.
Thank you. Cottage lives Albie the racist dragon. Part 6. And so all the people of the village chased Albie the racist dragon into a very cold, very scary cave. And it was so cold and scary in there that Albie began to cry dragon tears, which, as we all know, turn into jelly beans. Anyway, just at that moment, he felt a tiny little hand upon his tail. He turned around, and who should that hand belong to but the badly burnt Albanian boy? "What are you doing here? I thought I killed you," growled Albie quite racistly.
"No, you didn't kill me, Albie. I was just very badly burned. I crawled to safety, and I'm still alive, although I'm very badly disfigured,"
laughed the boy.
"Why are you crying?"
"I'm crying because all the villagers chased me here. I think it's because I'm so racist."
"No, Albie, they chased me here too. It's just because you and I, we're different."
And suddenly, Albie wasn't racist anymore. So they sat in the cave.
The cave.
And ate bubblegum pie.
Yum!
Albie the racist. Well, not anymore. Dragon.
just crazy about you, and I love you so, oh yeah. I'm just crazy about you, I can't let you go. I'm just crazy about you, and I love you so.
Was the hottest in the Baghdad camp. What happened to Aladdin when the lamp got damp? The noon ballooned to Rangoon. Nervous Ali Baba was a Zorch Mahout. He trapped the 40 thieves and laughed to hear them shout. What became of Ali Baba when the thieves got out? The noon ballooned to Rangoon. Oh, Rangoon is the safest place when you get in a jam. So don't be a goon around about noon. Take that balloon and scram, Sam. Sinbad the sailor had the right idea. When pursued by the caliph and the grand vizier, he played it cool till 12 o'clock then disappeared. The noon balloon to Rangoon. Queen Scheherazade told a thousand tales to keep from landing in a jerky Persian jail. And when she knew her lye supply was gonna fail, the noon ballooned to Rangoon. When young Prince Ahmed rode a carpet high across the land to please the apple of his eye, what happened when the power in his old rug died? The noon ballooned to Rangoon. Oh, if you want a safe retreat, Rangoon's a place to try. So don't be a ding when the lunch bells ring. Grab that balloon and fly, guy. Once there was a genie who was big and tall. He was caught inside a bottle and was feeling small. When a cat pulled out the cork and yodeled, "Hi, you all!" The noon balloon to Rangoon.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And that does wrap up the free association portion of this evening's program. But then again, I kind of feel like it all is. I mean, what are the obits if they're not, in a way, my personal free association? You know what I'm saying. I know what you're saying. I know. Hey, speaking of which, it's time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. First off, though, Do not let me forget to remind you to go to feedthepig.org. Your future is very important to me. So think about it, okay? Thank you. Then we're going to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. In the initial radio obituary tonight is for Gary Marshall. He was an American actor, director, producer, writer, voice artist, and comedian, known for creating Happy Days and its various spinoffs. What was the one that I'd forgotten all about? Making It. That was the one I forgot all about. As soon as I heard that name again, all I could think of was the theme song for a long time. He also developed Neil Simon's 1965 play The Odd Couple for television. He directed Pretty Woman, Runaway Bride, Valentine's Day, Princess Diaries, so much stuff. Gary Marshall just passed away at 81. Wasn't really sure what exactly I wanted to do for this one, so I decided, I think most people out there know the story of what my first full-length vinyl LP purchase was as a child. Really, you can all scream the name all at once. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. But I thought, if it weren't for Gary Marshall, that record probably never would have existed. So let's peek in, so to speak, on the television experience that gave me my first record as part of the initial radio obituary for Gary Marshall right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ladies and gentlemen, want you to sit down, relax, and dance to the rhythmous music of Lenny and the Squeak Tone.
I'm Lenny.
And I'm the Squeak Tone.
And that's Max.
This song is called Night After Night, and it's about two nights in a row. Night. I held you in my arm,
darling.
Night after night, I sampled all your charms.
Night after night was
lately I can tell you're marching to a wedding bell.
Yeah.
I only wanna do what's right,
but who wants to look at the same broad night after night? Night after night.
Night after night, I'll treat you like a queen,
darling.
Night after night, 'cause you were 17.
Night after night, wow.
And your birthday rolled around,
wow.
So you let me go to town.
Now I've lost my appetite,
'cause even true love can be boring. Night after night,
night after night.
We have nothing in common, girl, you know that's a fact.
I'll think of you and smile,
darling.
Night after night, but only for a while.
Night after night, wow.
Then I'll find me someone new,
wow.
Who won't be someone dumb like me,
yeah.
Someone who won't know how to fight
and won't make me sleep on the sofa. Night after night. Night after night.
Night after night.
Night after night.
See, you all know my stories. I don't even know why I bother to tell them anymore. The post-initial radio obituary is for Danny Smith, the founding drummer of the 60s pop star group The Box Tops. Yes, once again, I have not done a good job of editing in advance, so you know you're just going to have to deal with me. The original lineup of the Box Tops, including Alex Chilton, of course. Were together for just a couple of years, but then they did reunite in the 90s. Just another of many of the Memphis names to have passed away in the last few weeks. But Danny Smith just passed away at 67. He's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Next radio obituary is for Don Friedman, the American jazz pianist. On the West Coast, he performed with Dexter Gordon, Chet Baker, Buddy DeFranco, Ornette Coleman, among others, before moving to New York, where he led his own trio, in addition to playing with Pepper Adams, Booker Little, and again, many others in the 60s. He was also part of Clark Terry's big band, and went on to work as a jazz educator in New York City. He had many fans in Japan and loved to tour that country. Don Friedman just passed away at 81. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. clean-up radio obituary. Oh, by the way, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. The clean-up radio obituary is for Elliot Wolf, the American musician, songwriter, and music producer. He was the musical director for Peaches and Herb on tour from 1979 through 82. He toured with Chaka Khan as keyboard player and wrote Johnny Gill's top 10 hit Super Love back in 1983. Other artists have recorded his songs, including Aretha Franklin, Debbie Gibson, Jennifer Holliday, Dave Koz. A lot of people I don't know. There's a lot of that too. Okay, so let's see here. Elliot Wolf just passed away, apparently at an age unknown. Well, he is the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.